Check, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Test, test.
Hi, Steven.
Hey Renee, how are you doing?
How
Not hanging in there.
you? Sorry for the drama this week. I got that email and I was like, what the hell?
Oh no, no worries. Yeah.
Like, he's a one-person show. I don't know what you guys want from everybody.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah, it's a single person, but we'll get it going.
I know. Is Mark cool to stream now or set it up?
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to connect with his laptop, he's co-host, so he could start it wherever
Cool.
he wants to. Yeah, he kind of runs that side of that operation.
How many years do you have with the district, by
This January it'll be start of year 25.
the
Yep.
way? Damn. Are you gonna keep pulling handshake or no?
I'm not even old enough to do that. I got this straight out of college, so you know, I've been here for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Think Rebecca's in the same boat.
Yeah.
Am I cool to share content?
Sure, yeah, of course.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Hi,
How are you
I
doing?
forgot to bring you one. I have some second print over
Oh,
here.
yes, please. Yes, thank you. Yeah, I had to take my computer in to get fixed because I think it got hacked.
Yeah, I saw Rebecca message me.
Yeah, thanks.
I have a dumb question. Are you at your desk? Can I send you an email to just print a copy of an agenda for me? Okay. I forgot to print it for one of the board members. She's already here in 309. Gracias mucho. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, thank you, thank
Want
you.
the whole thing or just the agenda? Because it's super
I
long.
think no, just the agenda.
Okay.
I mean, I couldn't even get in just to read anything, so I'm just gonna.
It's just for future reference. It's always available on the website, so you can always view it
I
there.
couldn't get into the. I couldn't get. I have no computer right now.
You don't use your phone for internet?
No. Well, see, that's the problem. I think there was a problem that I had with my internet at home, because even Charlie couldn't even get in.
Wow.
His came up with a big red message like mine did, so I'm like, oh my God, no,
That
something
sucks.
bad's going on. So I didn't even want to mess with that with my phone. I have too much other stuff on there. Well, guess you didn't win the Powerball, nor I.
I would still show up for work, though, if I won.
You would?
Yeah, because I wouldn't want it to be obvious.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
I would not want to reveal that to people.
I didn't buy a ticket this time.
I only do if my hubby does it at work.
He what?
They do it at work, so then he'll like.
Oh, okay.
Do it, but I don't do it frequently. I'm not one of those. Spending like this.
Oh, they're going to be closing the 91 again.
I'm so glad we moved out of that territory.
Yeah. Yeah, I come here. I take alternate routes. I don't go on the 91 because it's too crazy. So I take some back roads.
I'm the same way.
Stephen Ashby.
You're the best. I was so stupid. I forgot to turn everything. Okay, cool. Thank you. We usually do electronics, so. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Renee.
For you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, girl, I don't print anything nowadays at all.
You what?
I don't print anything, like, yeah, ever. I scan it and then everything's electronic. So.
Yeah.
It's just time to change. The only time I print stuff is if I'm like doing a project or proofing.
Uh-huh.
But even then, I still do it on a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since the pandemic, specifically.
You what?
Since the pandemic, everything,
yeah,
is electronic. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah. Yeah, everything changed since then.
Mm-hmm. It's a different world.
So we have the audit update. This meeting should go fast.
Yeah, they always do.
Okay.
These meetings go super fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the end, so everything's tying up. Mm-hmm. So everybody's going to be here?
Oh, there he is. Hi, thanks for your help. Sorry, Rebecca's not here today. And then,
yeah, I know.
I was a little frustrated last time. So. Thanks for your help. Yeah, Stephen said you're co-host, so you can do whatever you want to do. I'm not sure. He probably has the room set as a primary. Stephen, is the room set as a primary? I think the room is the primary.
It looks like it defaulted to me, but let me make Mark host.
Oh, it did? Sorry, thank you.
No, it's fine. It Zoom got weird with that, just to make sure stuff got permission. So.
Yeah, he's switching you over right now. Cool. Yeah, do you mind just? Yeah, you can just put the image up and then screen three. Yeah, I don't care. No, you're good. Yeah, that's totally fine. Okay. Cool. And then I just want to make sure whoever on the Zoom records so that way we have a copy. Steven, do you have it recording or do you actually push the button?
No, I set it up to record by default, so it should be in the cloud.
Oh, cool. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, cool. Well, just text me if you need anything. I appreciate you. And we shouldn't have anybody joining. I haven't received any public comments or anything like that, but I'll text you. And if you see anybody pop in the window, just text me. Can just stay as it. Yeah, it's totally fine. Yeah. Okay, cool. Thanks, Mark. Bye. Yeah. How did it go with the board meeting? Was everybody nice?
Yes, it was
Short, sweet.
well, I didn't stay for the whole meeting.
Yeah, just for your
Just for my
section.
section, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. And it kind of threw me off because okay, who's the president of the board? What's his name?
Bill Hedger.
Oh, Bill. Yeah, I know Bill. And then so he read part of what I was supposed to read. Kind of, and
Oh.
I'm like, I thought, oh my God. So I looked at Rebecca, I'm like, she goes, just read what I gave. I'm like, okay. So then I did that and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I, introduced myself to the board and I said, it's been a long time since I've made a presentation here. So please bear with me. Like, oh my God.
It's just short and sweet,
Yeah.
usually,
Yeah. I just,
so
so yeah, it is. So just did my little
spiel.
song and dance and yeah.
Cool.
And left. And I wish I would have felt better that day. That way I could have stayed because counseling was my discipline that I worked in and retired from here at the district. And they're giving all the presentations. And I'm like,
Oh, that's cool.
yeah, but I saw it, but I didn't stay.
It's a long night usually, too.
Yeah. So the whoever their sergeant is was able to because I Alrighty. I don't have the names here. All right. We have Aaron Brown.
Dwight.
Warren Avery's present.
Trisha Reynolds is present.
Monica Delvedio present.
Mike Ball is.
Is somebody online?
Fabia, yeah.
Is she going to respond online?
I'm not too sure, but she said she's on there, so she's present. I'll just mark her as participating virtually.
Okay.
Okay.
One other thing. Do we typically read through the preamble on this?
The what?
On the agenda.
Mm-hmm. We don't read.
Is there a reason why?
No, we've never done that. We just get the minutes. We take attendance usually. Pledge of Allegiance and then minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead. So about Mike Ball? Is he online?
He hasn't arrived yet, so I'm going to mark him as not here yet.
Okay.
And then Eva Petty.
Eva Petty?
She's on.
She is.
She's not going to be here
today.
No, right. Eva? All right. Ava, is it Ava or Eva?
I think it's Eva. I'm not positive.
All right. So, in accordance with calling the meeting to order and no comments from the public, the next item would be approval of the minutes from July the 13th.
I'll move approval.
You move approval. Okay. Anybody second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, next item.
Yeah, you have to vote.
Take a vote. Oh, God. My brain is still on vacation. Sorry. Okay, let's like to you moved it and it's been seconded. We'd like to take a vote on the approval of the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Fazia said aye virtually.
And I'll abstain since I was absent at the last meeting. I will abstain.
Okay. All right. Okay, anybody in opposition to the minutes? No? All right. So we'll move on to the item number four, Prop 39, audit update from Edie Valley.
Hi, Edie.
Edie, yes.
So first, we'll each year we have to have an audit performed because the bonds were issued under Proposition 39. And we engaged the firm of ID Bailey to do that. I'll introduce Garrity. He's a controller who manages the audit for us. And is,
representative. So thank you. Thank you, members, for letting us present today. So Louis Rivera is coming here from our audit firm. He's a senior associate. He worked on our engagement, and he will go over the audit.
Awesome. Hi, everyone. So thanks for having me here. And again, my name is Louis. I'm a senior associate at IBD, and I'm here to present the results of the financial and the performance audit for the general obligations bond measure C as of the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2020. So let's start with the financial audit. So we have performed the audit in accordance with the generally accepted auditing standards and applicable standards for the financial audit contained in the governmental auditing standards issued by the Comptroller General of the FCC of America. And basically, for financial statement audit, we render an opinion. And in our opinion, for fiscal year 2023, we're issuing an unmodified opinion. This basically means that the financial statements of Measure C is fairly presented in all material respects. And it is in accordance with the generally accepted accounting principles in the United States of America. In layman's term, this is basically a clean opinion, and this is the highest level of opinion that us auditors can provide. Now, if we go to page, I'm not sure if everyone has a copy, but just for everyone's information, this is the official draft of our audit report. This will be presented at the end of November, board meeting. Yep. Okay. Awesome. So on page four, okay, so this is our opinion. And on the following pages, starting on page four, these are the financials related to Measure C or the general obligations bond. So in here is the balance sheet. On the following pages will be the statement of expenditures, revenues, and changes in fund balances. And following these financial statements are notes to these two financial statements. Okay.
Okay.
Now on page 10, this is our audit report on internal control over financial reporting and other matters based on our audit of financial statements in accordance with the government auditing standards. So basically, in here, where we report on internal control over financial reporting, this is just saying that we have performed our audit and we have taken into consideration the internal controls of the district. However, we are not providing an opinion on the internal controls of the district. And on the next page,
I just have a question at that point. I assume you don't feel it was necessary, or let me ask it the other way. You feel the internal controls are satisfactory?
So we are not providing an opinion on the internal controls. However, we have taken into consideration that the district has internal controls in place. And based on that, we have planned our audit procedures for the audit.
If you had sniffed out a problem, you would have commented, right? Maybe.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. If they had found a problem, they would have brought it to our attention.
Okay.
And they would have noted it, and we would have investigated to see whether or not there was an issue there, and then they would have responded accordingly.
Okay.
I think probably in context with this is a kind of a microcosm of the district's financials as a whole.
Right.
It's actually a resource of our entirety.
Right.
So when we have our district-wide audit, they're doing, you know, testing of internal control procedures. It would kind of supplement this. And so when that's done, you can kind of marry the two together to see whether or not there's any findings and recommendations associated with that.
Okay. It actually on the next.
And I was just saying, it's typical if there's internal controls in place, you don't render an opinion that you're, that's not part of your scope of work is to, is to render an opinion on the internal controls. You're just noting yes or no that there are internal controls
are,
in place.
Yeah, and it, but to give an example, let's say they pulled a sample of a particular vendor payment and there was no approval on that document they were looking at. That's an internal control violation.
Right.
They would bring that to their attention, obviously, because that
right.
wouldn't be acceptable for mm-hmm. that for their purposes. So.
Okay. Good. And then there's actually a next paragraph here on this report on compliance and other matters. So basically what this is saying is that after the results of our audit, we identified no instances of non-compliance under the government auditing standards. Now, on the following pages, if we have identified any instances of non-compliance, we would report it. And as you can see, we don't have any issues to report, or we don't have any findings to report. On the next page after this will be the summary of prior audit findings. So if we had any prior findings, we would report it here. And again, there weren't any last year,
right.
So that's why it went back.
Okay.
Does anyone have questions so far with the financial audit before I move on to the performance?
No. Anybody?
No. Awesome. Okay, so for the performance audit, by law and under Prop 59 and enacting legislations, the district is required to have a performance audit to make sure that the district is spending Measure C bonds in accordance with the voter approved bond project. So on page 16 of this performance audit report, we have noted here the total expenditures spent by the district in 2023, which is 3,844,926. And out of these total expenditures, we have vested a total of 2,362,841, which is approximately 61%. Of the total expenditure. So that is our coverage in this audit. And moving on to the conclusion on page 17. So basically after we perform these procedures, we have noted no instances of non-compliance. Otherwise, we would have reported it on page 18. And as you can see on page 18, it's also that, meaning we identified no instances of non-compliance.
Okay.
Quick question, if you want.
61%, are you required to test a certain amount per the proposition? Is that just your firm's kind of guide? Is, you know, approximately two-thirds, or how do you come up with the number of testing 61% of the expenditures?
So when we test bonds, usually we want to get the highest coverage that we can possibly can, but there's a lot of transactions going on with the bond. So sometimes it's impossible, or sometimes we can only meet like 25%. And meeting 25% can sometimes, we've already tested like 40 samples or 40 transactions and we still met 25%. So how we do this is usually we look at the highest transactions for us to obtain a good coverage.
Okay.
All right. So my guess would have been, you know, at the start of the bond,
yeah,
when we had a lot more going on, you probably had a lower percentage because, you know, when they pulled their sample, they want a representative sample, but it might not represent the higher percentage, but it's enough coverage to render an opinion.
Yeah.
And so now that we don't have as much expenditures going through, you could pick two or three of them probably, and it's going to cover a fairly high percentage.
Yeah, you don't have as many large projects going on. So
when
you get that one large project and you take a couple of those expenses, you know, 60% is a very good coverage.
That's a good
okay.
number.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And after that will be, these are all unaudited information which is already prepared by the management. And that's all for our audit report. Does anyone else have any other questions?
Yeah. Anybody? No. Okay.
Well,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Measure C financial update.
Okay, I'll turn this over to Misty Griffin, our Director of Business Services, to go over the project commitment summary report, and then followed by the capital program executive summary report.
Can I say
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Missy.
Hello. So what we're looking at here is a recap of the activities that have occurred through September 30th of 2023. And anything highlighted shows any kind of activity since our last meeting. So we start with the first one, the cash on hand. The cash on hand is down by about $5.3 million. And this is mainly related to the expenditures related to the physical science, life science project in the amount of about $4.7 million, as well as the football field and running track project at Riverside City College in the amount of about $620,000. And then the balance, of course, is made up of smaller expenditures that are highlighted throughout the report. And here on the interest is up by about $811,000. Wow. Yeah, very good. And this is primarily due to the yield from the county treasurer's office being higher than what we had expected last year, as well as, and remember that we also put in the budget for 23-24 in this number as well. Mm-hmm. Now, the next one is the fair market value of investments. I know this looks like horrible, but it's not. It's actually less negative by about $49,000, so it's mm-hmm. closer to zero. And this is also due to the market being in a better state than in the previous fiscal year than we expected. All right, and then a little bit further. Right.
Just a question. The investments are mainly bonds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so our money is invested with the county treasury and follows along with their investment policies for entities of our type. So yeah, it's in probably
on prices of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let me see here, right here, in progress projects. This number is up by about $192,000. This is due to the staffing reconciliation that we do at the end of the fiscal year. So what we do is we reconcile the 22-23 budget with the 22-23 actuals, and then we bring in the 23-24 budget as a placeholder for the feasibility planning, management, and staffing allocation. That's where this one is a little higher. And we scroll down just a bit. Okay, the contingency, of course, reflects all the changes we just discussed, of course. And also what you'll see peppered throughout the report for this one, you'll also see other changes to non-Measure C funding, which is the other funding. And you'll see some changes, and you'll see that it's due to the logic domain contract that we discussed last meeting, and that just reconciles the payments with the budget. Remember, we talked about the funding for that particular contract. And that concludes my report. Are there any questions?
So that the other funding sources that you mentioned. So what the ideal situation for our funds is we try to leverage Measure C money with other outside sources like either private donations, federal funds, or state capital outlay funds. That changes from time to time, depending on various circumstances, but if you recall, during the time period of, I think it was the Great Recession, we really didn't have any state capital outlay funds, so we were doing all of our projects primarily on Measure C money. We had to shift our focus. We had originally planned to leverage those funds, couldn't do it because the state ran out of money for the capital outlay program, and so we decided to continue with our program because we needed the facilities, and we did it without the leveraging. So yeah, you'll periodically see, changes in that makeup throughout the report. Hopefully, state will have more capital outlay money for us, and we'll have our own maybe new measure, and then we can continue on. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Is that it? Scott, one more report.
All right, so this one records any kind of budgetary changes since our last meeting. And this is also reflects July through September. What you're seeing here in this particular line, you're seeing at this particular line, the uncommitted has increased by about $9,000. If we scroll up a little bit, just one, Here's my page. Sorry, I can't read this. 5051 maybe. This is one of these. There it is. Perfect. Okay, and you'll see that the again, the non-measure C or the other funding has been highlighted against the logic domain talk that we just spoke about. So that is it. Any questions?
No questions. Split on that is because of the is because we're using that particular software for other things besides Measure C projects. So that's why
okay.
A split with another source.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Misty. Next report, Measure C project update.
So for these next two reports, we have Hussein Agar, Associate Vice Chancellor of Facilities Planning and Development.
Thank you so much, Professor Brown. This period, we have two board reports. The first one related to the contract amendment number one to the testing lab for river science, we call it the life science, physical science reconstruction. And we have a lot of 99,854, and that was approved by the board in August. But it's important this change because DSA inspector requested additional testing. That was not originally identified in the plans and just compliance with the DSA report to comply with.
That's the state architect.
Yes, the division of the state architect.
Anything in particular?
It's the FRP, which is the originally the FRP, we have a 5-pass enforced plastic panel. It was not identified to be inspected by DSA. And the original, what they call a DSA card from the project original was initiated, and then they requested those panel to be tested, and that was it on post. And this one is a renovation project. It's very hard to really estimate how many hours those inspectors will spend on site because you have an existing structure, and then there's a lot of components attached to it, and the inspector has the leverage to say, well, I need to hear it the other time. I want to make sure that we comply with all the fire life safety and structural integrity of the new system installed.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that something that gets charged to Measure C then, or does it get broken out similar to what happened with your computer system?
Yeah, so like for in this particular project, there's multiple funding sources for it. So we don't necessarily say this particular expenditure is Measure C and this particular is this. So we kind of, because it's a little complicated because we have spend down requirements for Measure C. We also have spend down requirements for the state money. So we have some latitude on what expenditures get charged where, but it's all part of the same project. So if I could boil it down, it's like if we only had Measure C, it's all allowable expenses for Measure C. It's all allowable expenses for all of these different funding sources. So we have the latitude to be able to make sure we comply with the deadlines on what we charge.
Okay. Next quarter report. That's great. As I recall, we discussed the Marina Valley College Student Services renovation last meeting. We have four pre-qualified contractors at the time. Only two submitted bids, and they were over the allocation by $3 million. So the board rejected the two bids and also extended the pre-qualification so that we can increase our pool of general contractor to bid out the project again.
Okay.
So
another question. So is it possible that more money needs to be contributed to that?
Mm-hmm.
To draw more people?
We're gonna value the project based on their cost structure. They're going to submit a bid, it's going to come up to X dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we set a budget on how much we're willing to spend on that when we go out to bid. And that's where all of the bidders, there's only two of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two of them out of all the pre-qual contractors, and both and their bids were higher than what our budget was.
Right.
So there was a number of reasons that we only had two. We wanted to, I think timing played a big part of it. We had scheduled this to happen during the summer. That's the busiest time for most contractors. So there wasn't as much interest. So we didn't have as many contractors bid on it. So they kind of just threw their bids in and said, and plus we have escalation that's happening.
Yeah.
So with all those combined, they were overbid and we decided, let's go out again. Let's see if we can get a bigger pool of contractors to come in and maybe we can get a better pricing. We still, you know, have a pretty good thought that it's going to exceed the amount that was approved by the board.
Right.
So probably what will happen is we'll have to find this additional budget to be able to fund the project.
Right. Because construction costs, they just keep escalating.
Yeah. He's like an endless pit of money. I need more. It's going up by 5% a month. No,
that's true.
It is. It's kind of ridiculous. So we're hoping it's, you know, as we've got past the summer, things have kind of settled down a little bit. There's maybe a little bit more competitiveness for the contractors to get a job, and we'll have a little bit more competitive pricing. But, you know, when you're over $3 million on a $6 million project, $6 million project, there's probably not a lot of room in there for it to come down, but hopefully we can gain a little bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be in excess of $3 million again, but we'll have to see.
Is that labor and materials? Or one or the other?
I mean, we don't ask for detail in the bids. I mean, we present the contract.
But that's what you hear.
Yeah, definitely. Labor, I mean, labor is the challenge to find skilled labor.
Sure.
Obviously, the prevailing wage is not going to be. And the market is very tight also.
Okay.
We will always have one.
Okay. Anything else?
Just the last item, which is the project update. The first update regarding the Riverside City College Life Science Medical Science, we are on target to have a substantial completion of the project by summer next year. The project moving in the right direction now with the budget release as well. You've already heard about the Riverside City College football field was open, was finally open during for the first game on the last month.
So a lot of credit goes to Hussein and his team. It was most construction projects are challenging. This was a small project, but it was exceedingly challenging because timing-wise, we had a defined date when it had to be finished. There wasn't a decision made until very late, so they had to come up with some innovative ways to procure the project and also stay on top of DSA to get the approvals in place. Pray a lot that the weather would hold out so we wouldn't lose any days there, but his team did a fantastic job getting this thing done and delivered.
Congratulations.
The rest of the project will be really to complete the repair on the palm grindstand. We have also a home grindstand that really needed some repairs.
The home side.
What we've done actually, we brought portable, and we placed them on the other side of the field, which, you know, quite enough for both the home and the visitors.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a problem with that. While we complete the renovation and the repair of the homes.
So, and the renovation consists of replacing the seating and weatherproofing it so we don't have water intrusion down into the valves. There's very limited amount that we can do without triggering all kinds of ADA issues.
There's a gym down there, right?
Huh?
Is there a gym?
There's a gym and a locker room, showers. So we're doing as much as we can without having to. Essentially, we'd be in a position maybe to have to shut down the facility entirely because it would be a multi-million dollar fix. We just don't want to address it at this point, especially when the plan is to completely, you know, replace that.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody's on the same side, the home team.
So far, it's worked out okay.
Get along.
So far, it's worked out okay. We've had
So far, so good.
Okay,
is this weekend? It's all winning.
The last project we talked about is already on Valley College Citizen Innovation. We finished the pre-qualification and the pre-qualified list or revised pre-qualified list will be presented this month or during this month. And we're hoping to bring the project bid for December and start construction.
Okay.
Okay. I think that concludes.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Any business from committee members? I just need to share with you that Mike Wall will be turning out. And so if anybody knows of somebody that might be interested in participating in this fabulous committee, just let Renee know.
Okay. And his term ends January, is that right?
Yeah.
So he will not be at the next meeting then? He's done.
Technically the end of January, so he could participate for that meeting.
And which section does Mike qualify? You know, because everybody has different, which represent. Thank
that
you.
Was,
that's
the, yeah.
Go to the website, there's a whole section on here with like just your guys' sections or numbers.
Okay.
He is Senior Citizen Organization.
Okay.
All right.
So if you know anybody for that. And it has the default up here. Member active in Senior Citizen Organization. And then we have the one hole too. And I'm going to send you guys a follow-up in writing too.
Okay. All right. If there's no other questions or any other business, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Who's seconding?
I'll second.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. So we are adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Somebody motion to second. Otherwise, we'd be stuck here forever.
The fuck.
I know. Oh yeah.
One thing to the next.
All right. March.
I usually go to the football games, but I haven't been to one since pandemic.
You know, maybe.